The town of Halton Hills faces a challenging balancing act in improving the water quality of Ferry Lake. The town's study of the Acton Lake's water identifies the Canada goose population as a key contributor to the presence of bacteria in the lake. However, some of the elements that would deter geese from nesting and coming ashore would also make it less attractive for residents. The town presented its findings and recommendations at a public open house at the Acton Legion Tuesday. More than 50 people came out to provide feedback. An online survey will be available on Let's Talk Halton Hills until March 1. One of the most contentious methods proposed involves naturalization of park areas. The study of the goose population around the lake found that the highest concentrations were in areas with easy access to the water, short manicured grass and good sight lines to the lake. Joyce Lehman, who lives by Rotary Park, said when an area of the park was naturalized for the installation of an osprey platform, there was a noticeable increase in mosquitoes. "You couldn't even use your backyard," she said. "We want to make sure the parkland is protected. We don't want to lose it." Lehman collected 211 signatures on a petition from residents on the streets around the park who are opposed to more naturalized areas. She fears it would also lead to an increase in ticks, which might discourage people from walking their dogs in the park. The study found that geese activity appears to be driving some of the high bacteria counts at the beach, so the town does need a way to discourage the geese from nesting on the shores. Most of the beach closures due to increased levels of bacteria in the water coincided with molting season in June and July, when geese shed their flight feathers and gather in larger numbers. Another unpopular proposal was retractable fencing to discourage geese from coming ashore. Those in attendance preferred daily beach grooming and the use of dogs or raptors to scare away the geese. For more than a decade, the town has had an egg oiling program, which uses a food-grade oil that prevents the eggs from hatching, to help control the number of geese. Whatever method is used, there seemed to be universal agreement that Ferry Lake is a valuable asset that could be utilized more. "Part of the reason we wanted to live here was the lake," said Eric Bowles, whose home backs onto the lake. "What if it could be cleaned up for more recreational use? That's what a lot of people want." "It's one of Acton's hidden gems," said Tina Duncanson. Regional Councillor for Ward 1 Clark Somerville was impressed by the turnout for the open house. "In 26 years, I've never seen interest from council and the public like this," he said. "I think it all goes back to COVID, when people discovered all the natural areas like the lake, the trails and the parks. Now they want to know, what can we do to enhance them?" While the geese and the proposals to control their numbers drew most of the attention, the comprehensive study examined other ways to improve the water quality in the lake. It looked at the impacts of storm water from residential and agricultural lands flowing into the lake, tested surface water and sediment, studied vegetation in and around the lake and the presence of phosphorus, which overstimulates plant and algae growth. "The common theme is the park itself and making it a destination," said Ward 1 Councillor Mike Albano. "It needs some TLC, but it really is a jewel." Anyone wishing to provide feedback can fill out the Ferry Lake survey on Let's Talk Halton Hills until March 1. A video summary of the study and its findings is also available.